Yeah, well, that's the way I look at it, right? But it's like, sometimes, man, you know what I mean? You help the wrong person, it could be your downfall, man. It could be your death.
True indeed, man, right? You know what I'm saying? The Last Supper, right? Yeshua, you know what I'm saying? Christ, whatever you want to call him. He knew Judas was the one who was going to betray him.
That's right.
He knew it. You know what I'm saying? He knew it, right? And everybody knows a Judas. You know what I mean? Everybody know a Judas, man. You know what I'm saying? Never mind the snake in the garden. You know what I mean? Like, the Bible is definitely a good book. Lots of contradictions. Like my man Jada said, right? But, you know, the thing is that there's a lot of metaphors in there, right? You know, you can look at it you can look at many different ways, right?
Many
different ways, right? You could take it literally, you could take it metaphorically, you could take it metaphysically, you could, you know what I'm saying? There's so many ways to see that book, right? And so, you know, the point is that the universe is not balanced without the positive and the negative, no matter what. That's just the way it is. That's the laws you cannot change, right? So how I personally deal with people who are negative, I just cut them off. And the thing about hard body is that you will know if I don't like you. Cause I don't like I wear it on my sleeve, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not gonna play nice. Like to play nice
it's fake.
It is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know, it's like,
Hold on. Okay. Because I think I know what the next word is going to be, right? I think. I'm not saying I know 100%. But what I will say is that sometimes, right? Sometimes people will play the game until it's time to properly exit. Right? And look, man, if y'all read The Art of War, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you might have somebody that's around you and you know the ways of and their ways and actions are like those of a snake of the grafted type, right? Because he is not 100% real. He's 100% weak and wicked, right? And so you will know, right? And because you have the knowledge on this person, the wise thing to do is maybe not exit right away, right? And there's certain, you know, tactics, right? And I mean, look, that's the word, because that's the word, you know? But yeah, for me personally, if you're negative all the time, and that's your aura, that's your baseline vibration, yo, you're gonna get cut like the hydro, right? You're gonna get cut like the hydro. Because look, everybody goes through ups and downs in life. That's zigzag zig. You see what I'm saying? Like, that is zigzag zig. You're gonna have negative, you know what I mean? All the brothers on here right now, we've had our arguments, but we still here because we're brothers. Because we understand that sometimes we all are going through our own individual things. And that's different, right? But when you are constantly trying to be the negative, you trying to take brothers down, you doing all of these things, yo, man, I got no time for you. I'm going to wash your hands with you, you know? And if you just can't be happy for brothers when they ain't done nothing to you, or sisters, whatever it is, yo, man, like, that's on you to change. You know what I mean? But like you said, some people just like to be evil.
Jezebel spirits floating around this, you know. It's crazy, though. It's crazy, man. Like, some people just can't be happy for the next person, right? Like, they're so wrapped within themselves, right, that they can't look outside and be like, yo, I'm happy for that person. I'm going to support that person. Like, tonight's show is about support and fundraising, right? Like,
exactly.
You know, we need to support each other.
That's how you build.
Without support. How do you think you can go to the government and get all these benefits and all that stuff if the people didn't support each other? Okay? How do you think all this stuff would happen? How do you think there's welfare and stuff if the people didn't support each other?
No doubt.
Right? So I'm just out for more support, right? I just wish humanity would try to find a common ground, right? I mean, we're all different nationalities, you know, we speak different languages, but the universal language of love is one.
That's the language
that we can all have and cover as one.
No doubt. You know what I mean? No doubt, bro. Like, love is more powerful than hate. saying, regardless, right? Because that's the positive, you know what I'm saying? Hate is the negative, you know what I mean? It's not a trait, you know what I'm saying? It's a defect, you know what I'm saying?
It's almost like, you know, like, I don't want to get... It's almost like a disease, bro. Some people have it so bad that...
Let's break down that word.
You know...
Dis-ease.
Well, hey.
Right? There's dis-ease with inside themselves.
There you go. Self-explanatory.
They're dis-eased, right? They, you know, a majority of things that are not congenital, you know, born at birth, right? When diseases start to happen later on in life, it's because most of the time, it's the inside, the energy with inside of your body is dis-eased.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's you got dis-ease, right? Distance. You know
what
I'm
saying? Be aware who's trying to put disease on you, too, then.
Pardon?
Let's be aware who's trying to give us disease.
Oh, man. I mean, look. Yeah, look, man. Like I said, man, my third eye open. I know who's who, you know what I'm saying? I know who's who in the zoo, you know what I mean? I know, right? And I talk about it all the time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So the point is that really, man, the disease is all around, right? Like, people are constantly striving to manipulate the mind, you know what I mean? Because it's the mind that is the most powerful thing that created all things in the universe, right? So that's why, you know, there's so many attacks on the mind, right? There's so many attacks on the mind and the body, right? And like that song, Protect Your Soul, man. You got to protect your soul. You got to protect your neck. You know what I mean? You got to protect your neck, man, because out here, there's a lot of goons and ghouls and goblins. Ooh, spooky.
And that's what they want. They want the mind, body, and soul, right?
Right, like Prodigy said it, right? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's lovely, you know. And to you, the listener, you know, willfully you enjoying this conversation, you know, willfully you relaxed up right now and you just tuning in, you tapping in, and we really sparking some critical thinking, right? Because that's what it's about. We here to spark the critical thinking, man, and make you think outside the box. You know what I mean? Like, too many of us are in the cube. You know what I mean? And it's like we have to get out of the cube, right? So you can properly stand on the what? Flat surface of the cube, which is your square. You see what I'm saying? So with that, man, we gonna go into the next joint, man. Let's go, Digi.
Let's go, Digi.
Sometimes I feel like I'm going through it, like my world is crashing down. Yeah. Sometimes I talk to myself in the mirror about the tears come rushing down.
Yeah. See, I'm headed to the high road, starting on 21st and 41st Ave, getting cash with my thug tone. Repping Queensbridge in the zone. And for the record, Queens got its own. They from the slums, leave them boys alone. They home alone, but them boys are grown. Any situation, they stand alone. They been in before, watch them all. You see, that's why they pack the chrome. Everybody partying and dancing, they stand alone. Analyzing lies from tough guys, but eat the zone. Shout out real guys from NY. Big up to Best Stop. My homies on the west side that get it on. I'm never scared, go figure. Me, I'm from the slums. Call me a thug, call me a menace. But don't call us cops. You talk sh- you can't finish. Real thugs don't run. They stand there and give you the business. You ain't real. You ain't real.
Had somebody when you first had
with my dog talk. Hey yo, bring the drama to your front door. Get at you and your man. Look, everybody get it, it's just part of the plan. Everybody get down to the ground like floor mats. I want that watch, the chain, the bracelets and all that. You wanna live to see your kids? Come off that. Q bro, keeping the devil boy is back. For those that opposed to that, say aye. No one steps up, they shook up, they running high. These rappers is actors, wanna be gangsters until a real cheat. Come through with the bangers, the loud sounders, the air ringers, the big choppers, the heat flamers. Who shot ya? A bad boy New Yorker. Street big gun holder, a hard knock soldier who sold rocks and zero below degree weather. So no, I'm ready for whatever. Bring it, don't sing it.
What up, y'all? You know who it is, your boy J.D. Kiss, top five dead or alive and all that. Shout out to Mid-City, Los Angeles. We ain't even gonna waste no time. You know, FYIC.
Sounds
hard.
Above standards between Fred Hammond and Fred Hampton. Revolutionary gospel, beer dust for the nostrils. Flame nose hairs, been bomb hair beyond rare. Impossible for them to beef. Colossal beast, an animal beyond meat. A predator shredding the sheeple. No competitors ever will equal. Gonna subtract madness, the hood divided and conquered. Prison callers, we'll add up. It's imperative to tell the kids not to believe cliche narratives. It's all fine doing fed time afterwards and become rapper. No sir, cause you was hustling as a teen don't mean you could eat 16s. This at Kobe Elite, three-peat peep. They may be good for a week. It's Fred Van Fleet on a rap tour to wash up dinosaurs. Hurricane Katrina damage, no junk when I see it. Fred Sanford, signify the art while I pop like Lamont. In my wonder years, Fred Savage. The West craving me to terrorize hip-hop. Don't sleep cause Freddy dreams, stay sharp. You know when you hearing this pureness. You know cause your face starts tingling. You know when you get in that motion. You know that this here potent. You know. You know.
You know.
You know. About to turn the clock game, game up a notch. Been a master of the P, no limit to this G. Yes, bout it, bout it. This is grown man business. Boy, I'm far from childish. Crackers, trained animals. Gentrified rap, auto-tuned out the flyness. Culture airplane moded, promoted horniness, whackness, autopilot. It's a jungle out here, snakes numb the lion. Righteous get rich, the scum just succumb to dying. Scammers sick like anemics, give them a full clip. Steady diet of iron, toy soldiers acting like they rock mosh pits. Stop it, last year they off the porch. This year, of course, they out the closet. Yuck, no education, got them stuck with dumb luck. Garbage expectations, got them turning in applications to work on a dump truck. Working poor dilemma, I get bread Panera. Too many wrapped up in being dead like a pharaoh. You know when you hearing this pureness. You know cause your face starts tingling. You know when you get in that motion. You know that this here potent. You know. You know.
You know.
You know. You know. About to turn the clock game, game up a notch.
Kid.
You know what?
Hey,
It's a work of art, I ain't talking Mona Lisa. Dream of rocking crowds, see me filling up arenas. It's got me laughing like a damn hyena. Yeah, I live a life pretty similar to yours. Used to go to school, hang with friends and play sports. Every single summer taking trips to the shore. And that was all gravy, but I knew I wanted more. Ain't ever seen a young rapper like one. Can't believe they asked, swear it's just a mirage. Still got my training wheels in the garage. But I ain't gonna need those, I'ma go hard. So far, I've done pretty well for myself. Couple trophies on the shelf, so what else could I want that I don't have yet? Well, a little more cash in my own fast jet, so I can go anywhere. Cali for the cause, boy, I know there's plenty there. About to be in music stores everywhere, but not yet. They can't understand my concept. I've been climbing up the Great Wall, haven't had a fall yet. These blogs gotta know I'm on next. Clean conscience, good Samaritan. Company sent me clothes, so I'm wearing them. If you didn't know, well, I'm from the burg. Everything I drop recorded by a big germ. I smoke, then I make music. I don't even talk about it, boy, I just do it. Everybody got their own opinion. The reasons why they feeling them, you must admit he's killing them. Running off adrenaline, waiting for the game to want to let him in. So open up, the boy a barrel of a smoking gun. Whether I'm old or young, the chosen one. I got 100 billion flows to come. I hope you know the lyrics to every single song. So when I'm at a show, everyone can sing along. My bag empty, bottle at its last drop. I'm feeling like this could be my last shot. But many more songs to make, cousin. So why the f*** you buggin'? Yeah. Shouts to all my fans, man. Holding me down. And all the homies. Most dope.
Yeah. One on the radio in the building.
718.
Y'all know what time it is, baby. Fun Drive. And if y'all don't know, we about to let knowledge be born. Today is the Fun Drive show where we ask you, the supporters, the listeners, who've been, you know, walking and talking with CJSF since the beginning, or if you just tapping in, to donate and support the station, man, and the cause. Because, you know, people here, it's a nonprofit joint, and it's volunteers, man. And we come and we want to provide you with great content to listen to, you know, educate you, stimulate your mind, all of that, you know what I mean? And with One Order 6 o'clock Blitz, man, I mean, that's what we doing.
Can't go wrong there. Can't go wrong there. 6 o'clock Blitz every Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? 6 to 8 p.m., right?
You know what I mean? And so, you know, you can go to the CJSF fundrive.ca, donate, you know what I'm saying? Credit, cash. I mean, we even take checks.
When's the last time you heard that one?
Right? That kind of reminds me of that movie, Catch Me If You Can. Remember that? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, man. One of my favorite movies, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, Charlie. Hey, 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 hey.
Yo, that's a true story, too.
I know, man. He ended up working for the FBI and all that. You
word
know
is
what I'm
bond. Word is bond. They yo, like, yo,
if
so
you can't beat him, join him. That seems to be the motto nowadays. We got that going on down there in the States right now. What were you saying about that? About they only indicting one person?
Oh, yeah. That's right. With Diddy, right? You know what I'm saying? They just moved to Diddy. I guess it's a single person indictment. Which could potentially mean a few different things.
LeBron James is still going to be playing basketball.
LeBron?
LeBron.
You know,
LeBron.
He said it.
LeBron.
I really like that Maze outfit he was in, though, you know?
LeBron. Oh, he was rocking the Maze outfit.
Look real sexy, you know?
Yo, man.
Yo.
Listen, bro. Listen. No filter, baby.
Yo. CJSF 90.1. Audible.
Oh, Omaha. Yo, where is Vaughn?
You know, it's funny, though, right? I'm in the grocery store today. You know how they have the tabloids there at the cashier, right?
Let's go.
You know, then you have the internet, right? Uh-huh. And then you have cable, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's going on the internet ain't going on cable. Let me tell you that. You know what I'm saying? It's really two different worlds,
absolutely,
man. You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
And some people are living in one world, some people are living in another world. You know, all this stuff's going on, you know, with LeBron. I hear these other two guys, you know, the other day, like, yo, we going to Portland, man. We going to see Bronny and his son, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I wonder how many people really paying attention to all this stuff that's going on.
Well, did I not say that from the beginning of the show?
You did say that from the
show. They can't see, right? And look, to see doesn't mean to necessarily see through the physical eye, but through the mental eye. Because that's the eye that sees all. The all I see, that's the eye that sees all, right?
I seen LeBron in a maid suit.
Yeah, that's what I said, man.
You know what I mean?
Bro, he look happy as hell, too.
I mean, what do you think that's about?
I don't know. They're saying it's over 100 million.
That's why he got 100 million to wear a maid suit.
I mean, I don't know about all that.
He likes to wear wigs, too, doesn't he?
Yo, man. I mean, hey, man, you know, to each his own, right? To each his own. But, you know, it's just funny, man. This is really like you said, man.
LeBron.
There's two worlds we're living in out here, man.
Oh, there's many.
Yeah, there's more than two, but you know what I'm saying?
There's definitely many, man. I mean, many, man. Many.
Like Johnson's oil.
Rub it down on me. Rub it down on me. Rub it down on me.
And I mean, you know, it's crazy, bro, because like, you know, so this is, you know, this is. Because, like, we about the truth, right? We about the facts, right? And I seen this one video, you know, going in on Diddy, this one woman, right? And it's like, they played, I don't know if y'all see the video where he's in the office and he makes this deal with MTV. And he's like, I'm a savage. I get what I want, you know?
Yeah,
like, okay, so what? The man was happy that he got a deal. Like, what? That makes him a savage. Like, people need to use, like, how I see it is, like, you need to actually come with more evidence than to be like, yo, that right there is kind of like, yo, are you just trying to assassinate the man because he's down already?
Oh, well, we know there's a lot of people just, we know, like, I mean, we know there's some, you know, but I mean, I just heard this one about a 10-year-old boy. You know what I mean? And he's suing Diddy now. I mean, he was 10 at the time. I don't know how old he's now. And another one was 17. Those are the latest, you know, lawsuits that came up against him and stuff, right?
Yep.
And, you know, when you're hearing stuff like that, man, it's just, it just really shakes the mind up, right? In the sense of what's going on. Like, I mean, you got all this money and this is what you choose to do.
I mean, right. Marvin said it, right? What's going on, right? And like Digi said, right? Like, when I said, you know, people out here pimping each other, right? And it's like, you are basically getting them dressed up, right? So, for example, there was a comment by L.A. Reid, you know, basically being like, man, you know, we shouldn't have sent Usher to Diddy's Flavorful Camp, whatever it's called, right? And even Usher in a few interviews was like, I'll never send my children there, right? He was 14 years old with adults, and Diddy at the time was 25, right? But he, you know, he's like, basically, I saw things that I didn't understand, right? And it's that is unacceptable, inappropriate. When you look at Bieber, right? Those videos of Bieber.
That's
right?
Scary, man. That Bieber thing is scary.
Diddy saying, you know, we having a good time. You know, we're doing things that we can't talk about. That's sign number one. Open your eyes, people, right? Sign number two, when he was on Jimmy Kemp. What's the Irish boy name? Conan
O'Brien.
Right? And he was like, you know, he's like talking to Bieber. You know, paraphrasing, right? You know you can't be talking about what you do with your big brother Diddy on national television. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see his eyes too?
Oh, bro, he was dead serious.
Yo, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Fox you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is unacceptable. So for the parents who are out here striving to send your children to these camps and these, you know, talent agencies and all, you need to be very aware of what's going on. Because when we look at all the cases in Nickelodeon, for example, by the way, Epstein owns. When we look at Disney, right? All of these things, you know, Weinstein, right? Like all of these dudes, we need to be aware of where we're sending our children. You know what I'm saying? It's so important, man. And if you are watching these things that are happening on television right now, right? All of it, like, cause look, we in 2024, according to somebody's calendar, is that this is the has been, you know, the year of revealment, of truth, right? Things are coming out, whether that's planned or not, doesn't really matter. There's certain levels of truth that are being exposed. Please take this time to really look, right? Look, listen, learn, observe, and respect, right? Look at these things and really pay attention and ask yourself, right? Do I really want to send my children there? Do I really want to put my children here? Am I going to just send my children to these agencies? Right? And sign them over so we can get a check. Because if you are, I ain't down with you. I'm sorry. If you actually know what's going on and you doing that, that's not cool, man. That's not cool. That is not cool. You know what I mean? My body said it. That ain't cool. You know what I mean? Because the children are the key to the future, man. You know? They're the key to the future. And I hold these things to my heart, right? Because...
yeah, and sometimes trauma can mess up a real good child, right? And a good mind, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, like a lot of people here, you know, who overdose or whatever, right? We really don't know what they've been through, right? A lot of my indigenous friends and stuff like that, man, the stories, like, they tell you about the residential schools and their parents indoors. It's just truly devastating to the mind, right? And then you wonder why, like, you know, communities, you know, in such disarray. Right?
And then you got, and then you got, you know, people who don't know. And they're like, oh, well, you're just stupid.
Oh, they don't care, right?
Oh, you're just, you know, like you guys are just get drunk and, oh, you know. It's like all these little, all these stereotypes.
But how do we get there?
Pardon?
They don't ask you. They don't tell you how a nation got there, right?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
No, they don't.
Right?
No, they don't.
You know, when you come and you invade somebody's land and take their land and then claim it as your own, you know, hypocrisy is big, right?
Oh, man. Shout out to Vladimir Putin for releasing the pictures of the real saints. The real pictures of AKA Yahshua, right?
Yeah.
Don't take that the wrong way.
You're trying to poke the bear.
No. All I'm saying is that, look, man, it's just funny how, you know, in Hollywood, right, especially how they portrayed, you know, the man, right, as a certain skin tone, right? And it's like, When the next man that everybody supposedly is saying is this and that, but like he go and reveal these ancient paintings and scriptures that were not supposed to be revealed. Okay? Just saying, man, like that's a big statement.
Oh, well, he's been saying a lot of things, right? He's been saying a lot of things for a lot
of
years.
Look, and I'm not condoning what's going on over there in Ukraine and Russia. I ain't condoning that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the man revealed some things about black people that black people probably never, ever thought was actually true.
That makes him a great, great ally, I think.
Yo.
I think when I watch Rocky, I'm going to start cheering for Drago.
Drago.
Yo, shout out to Dolph Lundgren, man.
Yo,